On July 27th, Sunday, I walked down to the Botanical Gardens, which are at the base of the United States Capitol, and lo and behold, I was met with beautiful globes surrounding the entire Botanical Gardens. I mean, there were about 25 different globes. Under each globe, there was an ecological principle, a principle for saving the planet, conserving, also creating energy. Let me give you a couple of these principles that were underneath the globe. After each globe, there was at the bottom there these little plaques, and there on those plaques was the principle that would help save this planet. One is called the Unplugged Fun. Turn off that television. What parents haven't made that demand to protect their children's mental and physical well-being? As it turns out, the planet's health is also affected by too much television. Americans use more than $5 billion worth of electricity annually to power TVs. Energy that creates greenhouse gas runs the television, DVD, and game console in an average American home 8 hours a day. Save energy and strengthen your family by taking part in community TV tune-out weeks, periods when towns offer special alternative activities, or start your own campaign to turn off the tube. Enjoy non-electronic play, such as board games, cooking, reading, craft projects, and sports. When you turn off the television, your kids will get more exercise and become more creative, while you reduce global warming pollution. Can you tune out TV this week? And I might say, or add, that's a big order in today's society. Another principle of ecology that is sitting under one of those globes. And by the way, you can see one of those globes. We've posted one or two on our website. Urban forest. Did you know a vast forest grows right in the middle of most cities? Urban forests are the plants and trees growing in a city. They help beautify and protect the city, providing shade, removing pollution from the earth, and reducing noise from traffic and sirens. The average urban tree removes 1 ton of greenhouse gas from the air during its first 40 years of life. Trees are multiplying and thriving with the help of many organizations. Most of these organizations teach classes on planting, mulching, and pruning techniques. Volunteers who receive this training then tend to trees in public areas. Their efforts help our urban forest prosper. Can you help our urban forest grow? And yet another principle. Conserve water. Question is raised, what warms the globe as it runs down your drain? The 350 gallons of water that an average American family uses every day. You can reduce water usage by fixing leaky faucets and hoses, and by replacing shower heads, toilets, faucets, and other things. Heating water creates even more global warming pollution, with up to 25% of your home energy used to fuel your hot water heater. Set the water heater at 120 degrees or lower to conserve energy. Insulate older units and wrap outgoing pipes. Take shorter showers and fewer baths. Add a solar heating system or replace your old water heater with a tankless model, which saves energy, space, and money by heating only the water you need. Do you turn off the water while you brush your teeth? And here is another ecological principle. It's titled, Neutralize Your Carbon footprint. Is your carbon footprint a little heavier than you hoped? Make choices in your daily life that will reduce or neutralize your carbon footprint. Becoming carbon neutral means that you balance the effect of the carbon emissions you create through your energy consumption by other means, including purchasing offsets. Offsets are programs you can support that will ultimately reduce carbon emissions. Wind farms, tropical rainforest, replanting, and energy efficiency programs are examples of offsets you can purchase. Reduce your energy use, offset the remainder, and become carbon neutral. I present these to you as a possibility for being reduplicated on a parish level. True, you can't build those big globes like they have in front of the botanical garden, but you could do a smaller model. And why not put them around the neighborhood or around the parish? Have a person support each globe, put some money into it. And many of these globes at the botanical gardens are supported by foundations, and one foundation will take a globe and make it their own. I think it would be a very good exercise in creating ecological awareness, and not only that, would coincide with the way the church is moving at the moment. It is becoming much more aware of the need to preserve this planet, and much more is being written about it, and our theology is being attuned to it. So go to it. And by the way, conservation can be fun.